D-100, throw the alley-oop.
Wagwan, beautiful souls in this world, you are now tuning into season number two. Two times, I'ma say it again. Season number two with Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. I need you to lock in and chime in on this new episode that God is about to reveal to you. Stay tuned and y'all be blessed.
Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, blessings, and discernment. Beautiful souls in this world, because you don't know we are not of this world. Coolie Baby there, you don't know the thing already, okay? Bless up yourself, okay? Welcome to episode 3. Okay, I was about to say 3, because you know, like, my accent go, you know, it come and it goes, right? But welcome to episode 3 on Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. Okay, I am so blessed to be here and to be here with you. Oh my goodness, and to be here with the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. And speaking of, let's go ahead on and invite God in. I did not pray before starting the rolling camera, right? So I want to pray with you. All right, so if you can just open your hearts and your minds to Christ. And let's invite him in. Father God, I just thank you so much for this beautiful opportunity to be before you and before your people, Lord Jesus. I ask that you let it be none of me and all of you, Father. Speak your word. Do as you see fit. Speak as you see fit, Father. Use me as you will, Lord Jesus. I am all yours, Father God. I thank you for all that you're about to do and pour out into your people, into your people's hearts and minds, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we give you a good praise in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so and so shall it be. Amen. If you are underneath the sound of my voice, go ahead and give God a good praise right where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today we're on episode 3. Okay. I'm just amazed at what God is doing. I'm so excited for what's to come. I'm so excited of what's happening, what's transpiring. And I just truly believe that anything that you hear on this platform, on this podcast ministry platform, that you are being transformed. Hallelujah. Okay. Your mind is being renewed and transformed. Your hearts are being renewed and transformed. Hallelujah. So on today's episode, we'll be talking about being equally yoked. Being equally yoked. Now, I know majority of you, you know, when you hear the words equally yoked, you initially think what? Being married, right? You initially think, well, for me anyway, I initially think being in a covenant, being married, where one man and one woman comes together, right? And they become one, right? This is the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear equally yoked. And as I am married, so as I was pressing into that thing, now that I'm, you know, I'm married, it's going on 2 years now. And so now that I'm pressing in, I've been pressing in and asking God to reveal a lot more things to me when it comes to being equally yoked. God has shown me that equally yoked does not only mean, you know, in a romance covenant, right? So when you hear me talk about romance, I want you to get a clear understanding that I will never be speaking about romance if you are not married. Now, I know a lot of people in the world and of this culture of the world is going to say, oh, well, what do you mean? Like, if I'm dating, you know. Well, yeah, if you're dating to get to know somebody to ultimately know if that person is the right fit for you to marry, then yes. But at the end of the day, there needs to be a ultimate goal. And when you're dating someone, right, honestly, and this is just my opinion, remember, we're here to express our own truth and not tear down someone else's. So my opinion, I wish I knew the things that I know now, okay? The things that I know now, whew, I wish I knew them back then. Because if I'm being quite honest with you guys, I would not have dated, okay, what the world calls dating, I would not have dated really at all. Like, you see, many people don't believe in the truth that God will literally bring you the one that he created for you. What does the scripture say? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is what Adam spoke when he saw Eve, okay? There was no woman on the earth ever before Eve. So when Adam saw Eve, he said, "You are bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." It is so true that God can and will bring forth to you the person that he created for you, your rib. You understand? But when you're intertwined in the culture of this world, your eyes are blinded and you cannot see that truth. And that truth sounds crazy. That truth sounds impossible. That truth sounds very lunatic. But let me tell you that this is how God intended for it to be from the very beginning. And God's word, honey, is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. Okay, well, now let's go deeper. Okay, we know that, you know, in a romantic sense of two coming together to come into covenant in marriage, we know that you have to be equally yoked, and the scriptures say that. And as I said, let's go deeper now. Let's go to scripture, right? So in scripture, we're in 2 Corinthians, okay, chapter 6, verses 14. So far, I'm going to read just verse 14, okay? So it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" My God. So in this sense, this is Paul speaking, okay? And in this sense, Paul is speaking generally now. He's not just speaking in marriage, okay? He's speaking generally. We are not to yoke ourselves together with things that is not of God, with things that does not share in the kingdom of God, with things that God disapproves of, with things that displeases God, okay? What does communion have light with darkness, okay? What can the two share together? There's another scripture that says, "How can two walk together unless they agree?" So in my mind, definitions, you want to call it, of being equally yoked would be in agreement, being in agreement, being on one accord, being in accordance, right? And so the Bible says, "How can two walk together lest they agree?" So it's very important that we do not yoke ourselves together with things, places, and people, okay? People are very much included, actually. That's a huge thing, right? But they all go hand in hand. So people, places, and things. Nouns, okay? We don't want to yoke ourselves together with things, people, and places that are not equal, okay, to our belief system, that are not equal to our faith, that are not equal to the eyes of God and how he sees fit for your life to go, how he sees fit for his kingdom, okay? Now, here's where I went wrong so many times in my life, all right, when it came to being equally yoked. Listen, I've allowed myself to yoke together with people in a romantic sense that was nowhere on my level faith-wise, nowhere on my level. Okay, and then I had some people, now I'm going to friends now, all right? Yes, friends matter. The Bible even tells you bad company corrupts good character. If you're hanging around friends that are not, you know, doing and walking in the light that God will have for his children, his people, his chosen vessels to walk in, somebody's going to influence somebody. You understand? And so it's very imperative, vital, critical, and important for you to choose your friends wisely as well. Choose your environment wisely. Yes, remember I said people, places, and things. Places. Choose your environment and your atmospheres wisely. You don't want to be in an environment, in an atmosphere. You don't want to place yourself there, because remember, the enemy cannot make you do nothing. God will not make you do nothing, and no one else can either. So wherever you allow yourself to be in the atmosphere and environment of, that's solely your decision. That's solely the choice that you decided to make. So you have to be very careful where you decide to put this temple of God, your temple, okay? That's your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions, your body. You want to make sure you are very careful about where you're placing your temple in, around, okay? Certain people, someone is going to influence someone again, okay? So if it's not you influencing them, then it's going to be the other way around. And I know a lot of us are like, and I can say this because I too was one of those people. Like a lot of us may be like, oh, I'm strong enough. Oh, I'm strong in Christ. I could be around anybody, even people that don't serve God. I could be around them and I'll be fine. You know, God never spoke that in his word. Bad company corrupts good character. God never spoke that in his word for no reason, okay? Every word that God has ever spoken is spoken with a reason, is spoken with purpose, meaning there is a purpose attached to why it was spoken from the Most High in the first place. Remember, God's ways are not our ways, they're higher. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, they're higher. So the things that God knows and understands and have wisdom, knowledge of, many things we don't comprehend that. You understand? And this is why daily I would recommend that in your daily prayer you ask, Lord, please grant unto me the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the discernment that I need to carry on my purpose, that I need to fulfill your will in my life. Because you cannot get those things unless God releases them to you. Okay? Let me tell you that. You cannot get the spirit of discernment if God does not release that spirit unto you. Remember, everything that transpires in the natural or in the spiritual has to be approved by God. It has to be authorized by the true one and living God, the Alpha and the Omega. If God does not release and approve and authorize something, then it cannot and will not come to pass. Remember Job? The enemy literally had to go to God and ask to go mess with Job, okay? The enemy just could not have took it up on himself to go mess with Job. God had to give him the authorization to do that. And even still, God gave him a boundary and said, do not kill him. And guess what? The enemy could not do it. Why? Because God spoke and said what shall be done and what shall not be done. When God speaks, when God speaks, it shall come to pass. So when God says bad company corrupts good character, you have to believe, honey, that bad company that surrounds you, that you allow yourself to be surrounded by, will corrupt your good character. It may not do it in that same day. It may not do it in that same month. It may not do it in that same setting. But let me tell you how, if you allow yourself to use your spiritual eyes, you would see that certain things are changing, maybe in your attitude, maybe in the way you perceive things now, right? Maybe in your reactions and your responses, you will start to see that, okay, I'm starting to be a little more aggressive, or I'm starting to be, this is real. This is so real. And everything that God is speaking right now, you have to be able to catch it in the spirit. You have to catch it in the spirit. But it's very important to be equally yoked. Now let's go further. Okay, we're still in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's go to verse 16 and verse 17. And it reads, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So you see, I said people, places, and things. It said specifically thing, and it said what we pretty much just said about us being the temple of God. Like, this is your temple. Your temple is of God. Okay, this is really God's temple. Holy Spirit resides in this temple. Okay, so we cannot be associating with, what did the Bible specifically said, unclean, unclean. If it's unclean, then it cannot be yoked with you, because it will be unequal. Okay, anything that you yoke yourself to, or you know, with, it shall be equal to you as a chosen vessel of God, you as a person of faith, you that believe Jesus died for you. And I want to bring back to the whole being in the romantic sense leading up to marriage, right? You cannot be unequally yoked. And let me tell you how unequally yoked doesn't mean, oh, they believe in God, I believe in God, so we're equal. No, that's surface. Okay, and God wants you to go deeper. God needs you to go deeper, because let me tell you, I can assure you that if you yoke yourself together with a person that is not really equally yoked, whether they say they serve God or not, if their fruit, what does the scripture say? Now, we got to always bring back our lives to scripture. What does the scripture say? You will know them by their fruits. So, and this is why God spoke, as Jesus spoke this scripture, and he said, not everyone that says Lord, Lord, okay, is fit for the kingdom, is of God. Not everyone that says, oh, I serve God, oh, I serve Jesus, is of God. Why did Jesus say that? He did not say that for no reason. He said it for a reason, and he said it with purpose, because it is true. He said it is true. And this is why he led up with that and said, you will know them by their fruit. So a person could say anything they want to say, beloved. I really want to emphasize this to my younger people, the youth, all right? Anybody can say what they want to say. Anyone can tell you what they want to tell you. Remember, scripture says, us humans look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. God can see what we cannot see. God can see on the inside of that temple of that person that we cannot see. We can only see the outer appearance, and this is why we judge by the outer appearance. But God says he judged by the innermost. He said he judged by the heart. Okay, so anyone can tell you anything, but what is their fruit saying? Somebody can say, I believe God, I serve God, I do this, but what does their fruit say? Do they read the word of God? Do they apply the word of God to their life? Do they fast? Do they worship? Can you see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in them and on their lives? This is the fruit that Jesus was speaking of when he says you will know them by their fruit. So I come to tell you today, you have to make sure that you are being equally yoked. You are a chosen vessel of God. You love the Lord. You are seeking his face daily. You are a person after God's own heart. Beloved, you love your Lord and Savior, and you wouldn't stop at nothing to do exactly what he would will for your life. So if that is you, you have to be careful what you are deciding to yoke yourself together with, whether it's a person, a place, or a thing. Okay? And when it comes to marriage, this is so real and so important. When it comes to marriage, it is so important that you make sure, prior to saying I do, prior to, I'm not talking about a wedding ceremony, you know, Now we can go deeper with this thing, okay? We can go deeper with this thing because, you know, a lot of people like to have premarital sex, and I don't want to dive too deep into that yet, because guess what? You know, we keep it real and open and transparent on, you know, over here. So we're not going to talk about that just yet, because actually I'll let you guys know that that will actually be one of the episodes here on this season of Coolie Baby Express's podcast. So I'm not going to dive too deep, but I'll keep it surface for now. A lot of people are having premarital sex, and a lot of people don't know that when you do that, you're automatically yoking yourself with someone. So if you're deciding to have premarital sex with somebody that will literally deliberately tell you, listen, I don't believe in God, okay? Do you know what you just did? You yoked yourself together with something that is unequal to you and the God that you serve and your faith and your Lord and Savior. So this is why it's so important. Equally yoke is not a wedding ceremony. Yoking yourself to someone is not a marriage ceremony. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like covenants, like... And this is the thing. The scriptures say, study to show yourself approval, okay? Go do your homework. Go to God about this. Let God reveal to you. Let him give you what scripture and all these things. God is so, he's so serious about covenants, okay? A covenant is a covenant now. A covenant is a covenant, and there's so much I can speak on that, especially because I am married, right? And I, after being married, I have gained so much wisdom, okay? Knowledge, understanding, and discernment. I've gained so much, which is why I can be able to allow God to use me, you know, on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, you know, on Moving Monday. You know, this is why, because I have allowed myself to gain some wisdom and some understanding to this thing called covenants, to this thing called marriage, to this thing called being equally yoked. Okay, God has really spoken and revealed some secrets that I have never known. And this is why I say, if I knew what I knew, what I know now, if I knew this then, my God, a lot of people would have not be able to say, oh, I used to date Cooley. A lot of people would have not be able to say, oh, I used to be friends with Cooley. A lot of people, I mean, it's crazy, but you know what? Again, God does not do anything without reason. God does not do anything without purpose. Anything that God allows, authorizes to take place spiritually or carnally, it has a purpose attached to it, okay? And so I do know that this episode, okay, has a purpose attached to it, and a major purpose that is for you to comprehend that you cannot just yoke yourself together with anyone, anything, or any place. You cannot. You cannot. It will hinder you, chosen vessel. It will hinder you. It will have you to be very stagnant in your walk. And this is not what God has for us. None of his children. He doesn't have for any of us to be stagnant in our walk. At all. At all. So I come to ask you today, what are you yoking yourselves to? What are you yoking yourselves to? Who are you yoking yourselves to? Where are you yoking yourselves to? That God has no parts of it, because it's not of him. Where, who, and what are you yoking yourselves to? And I challenge you, if you know for a fact, maybe some of you are hearing this and you're like, I'm not sure, let me go to God in prayer and see. That's good. Go to God in prayer. Ask him to reveal to you, you know? Some of you do know. Some of you are hearing this right now and it's resonating with you, and you feel a conviction and it's saying to you, yes, this, that, them is what you've yoked yourself to. And so many of you can hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now, and you know what, who, or where you have already yoked yourself to that God is saying no. There's a prayer that Holy Spirit rests on my heart when I'm praying. And I typically pray this every day. And whenever the Holy Spirit brings it to my attention, I say, Lord, whatever covenant that I have made in the natural or in the spirit that is not of you, that goes against what you have and will for my life, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. I renounce it right now in Jesus' mighty name. So I challenge you to say such a prayer like that. If you're one of those that Holy Spirit has revealed to you that, hey, you know this, that, and them is who you've yoked yourself with, I challenge you to say such a prayer where you speak to God and you let him know that I'm renouncing right now. I'm renouncing every single covenant that I have made knowingly or unknowingly in the spirit and in the natural. And let God work from there. Let God show you how he can move in such a way in your life that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Not you, not the people around you, nobody. Okay? I pray that this was very edifying to you. And you know, like I said, this, you can go real deeper on this. You can go very, very, very much deeper. But I want you guys to also do what God asks of us to do, which is to study to show ourselves approval. I can't tell you everything. And, you know, I can only tell you what God leads me to tell you. And then after that, you have to do the proper work that God needs you to do, right? To seek. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given unto you. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. So I challenge you and tell you and encourage you today, beloved, to do those three things right now. And if you know that you have made any covenants, I ask and just encourage you that you say that prayer, denounce it all. Okay? Well, this was so beautiful. This was so uplifting and edifying. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, make sure you're tuning in to Moving Monday. We go live. Make sure you are tuning in on the YouTube channel. Make sure you are tuning in, staying up and committed to hearing what thus says the Lord on this podcast episode here on season 2. Okay, I love y'all so much. Bless up yourself. Make sure you go to the website and see all the other movements that God has going on. But listen, be vigilant, be aware of what you're yoking yourselves to. Okay, what, who, and where you're yoking yourselves to. I love you so much. Bless up yourself. You're done with the tinga already. Cool it, be a bidea. And I will see you on episode 4. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.